إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters, the days and the nights alternate rapidly. They go so fast, consuming our lives, making the distance between us and death closer and closer and shorter as they alternate. And unfortunately, many people go through their lives heedless of this fact. Heedless of the fact that the alternation of the day and night equals closeness to death. Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about such people in the Quran and mentioned in the Quran a dialogue that will take place on the Day of Judgment. Allah says,
قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ.
Allah will say, how long did you remain on earth in number of years?
قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ.
They will say, we remained a day or a portion of a day. So ask those who enumerate.
قَالَ إِنْ لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
He will say, you stayed but so little if you had known. And then the aggressive tone for those who deserve it.
أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون.
So did you think that we created you aimlessly and to us you will not return? And then Allah praises Himself, glorifies Himself.
فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ.
Exalted is Allah the Sovereign, the Truth. Life is short as it is, and heedlessness adds to its shortness. Because when you're heedless, you allow time to pass you very rapidly, but uselessly, with no fruit. And time is the essence, is the substance of life. Time is a treasure. It was called by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a blessing, as a favor, as a bounty from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, two bounties, two favors, two blessings. Many people incur loss with their regards. What are they? Good health and time. And those who truly realize the loss are those who no longer have them. Ill people realize their great loss with regards to health when they're ill, when they're sick. And when time is finished, people realize how much a loss they incurred with regards to that time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word maghbun, ghubn. And it is not exactly loss. Actually, it is loss with something else. Loss accompanied with regret and sorrow. Regret and sorrow for the loss they incurred. This treasure, this favor, this bounty, time, is something that all people possess. Poor and rich, significant, insignificant, low-class people, high-class people, all types of people possess this treasure, possess this bounty and favor from Allah. But what differentiates between people is the way they utilize this bounty, this favor from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And as the saying goes, translated saying that is, if you do not utilize your time in something beneficial, shaitan will lead you to utilize it in something that is harmful. And the loss is of three types. And they differ, they vary in severity. The first type is when one utilizes his time in something beneficial while he can utilize it in something more beneficial. So we're comparing two beneficial, two lawful matters, but one of them is better, helps you accumulate more reward. Like in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, It is dearer and more beloved to me to go out with a fellow Muslim, fulfill a need of his, than it is for me to spend a full month in i'tikaf in the masjid. I'tikaf is an act of worship. You're rewarded for it. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is drawing our attention that utilizing your time in this way is more beneficial. You earn more reward. So this is the first type. The loss here is in terms of reward, more and less. The second type is when one is spending his time in something allowed, lawful, permitted, but does not yield any reward. An example, when someone is playing. Playing is something, sports is something that is lawful in Islam. But without a certain intention, it's just something that you're spending time with, you're passing your time with. You earn no reward in that. Something that a lot of our sisters practice in this class or in this type is shopping. Shopping is something allowed, right? Provided they're shopping for something that's lawful in principle. But sisters commonly have the tendency in spending hours after hours doing shopping. And sometimes they're shopping for something they don't need. And sometimes the shopping is done, and even by some brothers, just because there's a sale. Do you need this? No, I don't need this, but it's on sale. So this is the second type of loss. When time passes and one is doing something that does not result in any reward. No benefit is earned with regards to the hereafter. The third and the worst is when one spends time doing something haram. Doing something that results in the wrath and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now that's maximum heedlessness. That's the worst thing one can do to himself. Is to, like they say, to kill time, but killing it in a manner that leads him to destruction. Now the loss we're talking about is something that people are heedless of, but they will realize it on the day of judgment. How? In an authentic narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No man's feet will move on the day of resurrection until he is asked about, number one, his life, how he consumed it." More precisely, his youth, how he spent it. His wealth, where he earned it from, and how he spent it. And another narration added, his knowledge, what he did with it. Notice, two out of four talk about time and the utilization of time, life in general and youth in particular. I swear by Allah, we will be asked about our lives. We will be asked about the years. We will be asked about the months, the weeks, the days, rather the moment and the second, and how we spent it, how we passed it, how we utilized it. All of that will be questioned. And it's a great loss for those who don't properly utilize it. That will only be realized when it's too late, when regret is no avail. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا. Until when the hour comes upon them unexpectedly, and the hour starts with one's death. Until when the hour comes upon them unexpectedly, they will say, how great is our regret over what we neglected about the hour. It is too late then. It is too late to regret. Sorrow and regret will be of no avail, no benefit to remember at that moment. Our Salaf, may Allah have mercy upon them all, realize the importance of time and the proper utilization of time and the optimum utilization of time and it is its significance and its value on the scale. And that's how they led their lives. That's how they passed their times. Their words and actions reflected that understanding. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi said beautiful words. He said, the days and the nights wear you out, so wear them out. Meaning, they wear you out in the sense that they shorten the distance between you and death as they alternate. So you wear them out by the amount of effort you exert with regards of deeds, actions and words, righteous that is, actions and words you instill in them. Dawood al-Ta'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, the days and the nights are like stages in a journey. So make sure you take provisions from them as you go, because they will benefit you when you reach at the end of the journey. Junaid, Al-Junaid ibn Muhammad, rahmatullahi alayhi, is an example of practical utilization of time. The first two examples were words said. When the time of death approached him in his death sickness, he started reciting Quran, and he wouldn't stop. So people around him, relatives and neighbors, started talking to him, don't exhaust yourself, stop. And he would not listen to them. He would just recite and recite. So his son approached him. He said, Father, is this the time to recite Quran? He said, Son, I am in more need now than ever for a righteous deed. And he continued to recite Quran until he died. معروف الكرخي رحمة الله عليه went and performed Umrah once, and when he finished he went to the barber shop and the guy shaved his head, and after he finished, and the guy was just mentioning Allah, and after he finished, معروف stopped
He said, trim my mustache. And then he resumed dhikr al-Quran. He said, if you want me to do this, you have to be quiet or else I can cut your lip. He said, you do your job and I'm going to do my job. And this is my job. Utilizing the time in a proper manner. To conclude, a man once entered upon Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad. And he was an older guy. And he sat in his study circle. So Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad looked at him and he said, uncle, how long have you lived so far? Meaning, how old are you so far? He said, 60. He said, oh, so 60 years ago you set on a journey towards Allah, towards death. You're almost there. The man was taken by surprise. What type of words are these? I'm near to death. So the man said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him we will return. This is an expression said at the time of sorrow, at the time of affliction, when something befalls a person. So Al-Fudayl looked at him again and he said, do you realize what you're saying? Do you comprehend the words that you just uttered? He who knows that he belongs to Allah must know that he will be returned to Him. And he who knows that he will return to Allah must know that he will be held accountable and questioned. And he who knows that he will be questioned by Allah must prepare an answer to the question. So the man said, after the second shock he received, he said, what to do now? Meaning, it's too late. He said, no, it's very simple. It's very easy. Meaning, don't give up. Time is there. As long as one is still alive, time is there. The chance is still there. He said, how? How? What can I do? He said, do good in what is remaining in your life. He said, because if you do good in what's remaining in your life, you will be rewarded for that and for what had passed in your life. But if you do evil, you will be punished for it and for everything else before it. Because Allah Azza wa Jal says, after enumerating certain acts of disbelief and sinning and grave major sins, Allah said, إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. After enumerating these sins, one of which is associating with Allah, and the punishment awaiting them, Allah said, except. This applies except for those who repent and believe and act righteously. Those Allah Azza wa Jal will replace their sins into reward, into good deeds, and thus reward them for it. So, brothers and sisters, time utilization is a serious matter. And we are blessed that we are still alive.
and we still have a chance to change the course of our lives and better spend our times and better utilize our lives to what pleases Allah Azza wa Jalla. So let us take this opportunity, take advantage of this opportunity before regret is of no avail and of no benefit. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور.